For this Tuesday, August 26, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Vandenberg County Sheriff's Office officials say they arrested a man after a victim told deputies she was sexually assaulted by him in a residence hall at USI. According to an affidavit, deputies were dispatched to Ruston Hall on USI's campus in reference to a sensitive incident on Sunday. When deputies spoke with the female victim, she told them she had been sexually assaulted by the suspect, who was later identified as Devian White. The victim told deputies her and White were watching television at her apartment on Sunday, where White eventually grabbed her by the neck and began kissing her. The affidavit states that the victim told deputies she had said no multiple times to White, which he ignored and sexually assaulted her. She told deputies she had trouble breathing due to the pressure he was applying to her neck. Authorities went to White's apartment in Ruston Hall, where they eventually arrested him and transported him to the Vandenberg County Sheriff's Operations Center. Deputies were told by White's roommate that he had showered immediately after returning to their apartment. During a video recorded interview, White admitted to having sex with the victim and believed the act to be consensual. He continued to speak and told deputies he heard the victim say at one point to stop. White faces charges of rape by intercourse and strangulation. Evansville City Council members have voted on a municipal wheel tax for the city. It passed with just one no vote. However, the amounts will be $5 less than originally proposed. The wheel tax will add an extra charge when people register their vehicles at the BMV. Now it will be $20 for regular cars. City council members say Evansville will be losing millions of dollars in state funding in 2026, so the wheel tax will allow stable funding for road improvements. Yesterday, the Indiana Football Coaches Association polls were released as we head into week two of the regular season. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is ranked second and Wrights is sixth. In Class 3A, Memorial is first, Gibson Southern is second, Modern Day third, and Southridge is 15th. In Class 2A, North Posey is 13th. Last night here on Posey County Radio was the Mount Vernon and North Posey Football Coaches Show. If you missed the show or want to hear it again, both shows are archived online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon boys soccer lost at Pike Central 2-0. The Wildcats are now 2-4 on the season. North Posey girls soccer got beat at Gibson Southern 10-0. The Vikings are 0-3. And North Posey boys soccer fell at Gibson Southern 4-3. The Vikings are 0-2 on the year. Coming up this evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon volleyball heads to Central. The JV match starts at 5:30 and the varsity matches at 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon girls soccer plays at Princeton at 5:30. Mount Vernon boys tennis travels to Southridge at 5 o'clock. Mount Vernon girls golf has a match at North that begins at 3:45. At North Posey, their boys tennis team is at Bossy at 4 o'clock and North Posey girls soccer welcomes South Spencer at 5:30. From Major League Baseball on Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals won the opening game of their four-game series at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates 7-6. Alec Burleson hit a walk-off solo home run in the ninth inning. The Cardinals improved to 65-67. Game two of the series is tonight in St. Louis at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs had yesterday off and returned to action this evening in San Francisco for a three-game series versus the Giants. First pitch at 8:45. The Cubs' record is 76-55. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, August 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.